There have been another couple of Dementor attacks. And they found Igor Karkaroff's body in a shack up north. The Dark Mark had been set over it. Well, frankly, I'm surprised he stayed alive for even a year after deserting the Death Eaters. Sirius's brother, Regulus, only managed a few days as far as I can remember. Did you hear about Florian Fortescue, Remus? The man who ran the ice cream place in Diagon Alley. Dragged off by the look of his place. Talking of Diagon Alley, looks like Ollivander's gone too. What'll people do for wands? They'll make do with other makers. It's good Dad can get us these again. Harry! Just like old times, innit? You see, the Ministry wanted to send a bunch of Aurors, but Dumbledore said I'd do. Let's get going then! I think we'd better do Madame Malkin's first. Hermione wants new dress robes, and Ron's showing much too much ankle in his school robes. You must need new ones too, Harry. You've grown so much. Come on, everyone! Molly, it doesn't make sense for all of us to go to Madame Malkin's. Why don't those three go with Hagrid, and we can go to Flourish and Blotts and get everyone's school books?
I don't know.
Don't fret. They'll be fine with me, Molly. Might be a bit of a squeeze in there with all of us. I'll stand guard outside, all right?
If you're wondering what the smell is, Mother, a mudblood just walked in.
I don't think there's any need for language like that.
Put those away. If you attack my son again, I shall ensure that it is the last thing you ever do.
Really? Going to get a few Death Eater pals to do us in, are you?
I see that being Dumbledore's favorite has given you a false sense of security, Harry Potter. But Dumbledore won't always be there to protect you.
Wow, look at that. He's not here now, so why not have a go? They might be able to find you a double cell in Azkaban with your loser of a husband.
Don't you dare talk to my mother like that, Potter!
It's all right, Draco. I expect Potter will be reunited with dear Sirius before I am reunited with Lucius.
Mother, I don't think I want these anymore.
You're right, Draco. Now I know the kind of scum that shops here. We'll do better at Twilfit and Tattings.
Got everything?
Just about. Everyone all right? We can pop in at the apothecary and Eyelops on the way to Fred and George's. Sit close now.
They'll be murdered in their beds.
How are you, Harry? Come through the back. That's where we're making the real money. We've just developed this more serious line. You wouldn't believe how many people, even people who work at the Ministry, can't do a decent shield charm. Of course, they didn't have you teaching them, Harry.
That's right. Well, we thought shield hats were a bit of a laugh. You know, challenge your mate to jinx you while wearing it, and watch his face when the jinx just bounces off.
But the Ministry bought 500 for all its support staff, and we're still getting massive orders.
And then we thought we'd get into the whole area of defense against the dark arts, because it's such a money spinner.
This is cool. Look, instant darkness powder. We're importing it from Peru. Handy if you want to make a quick escape.
Handy? Harry, you help yourself to anything you want, all right? No charge.
I can't do that. You don't pay here. You gave us our startup loan. We haven't forgotten. Take whatever you like, and just remember to tell people where you got it.
That's, 3 galleons, 9 sickles, and a canut.
I'm your brother.
I haven't got 3 galleons, 9 sickles.
You'd better put it back, then.
And mind you put it on the right shelves. Wonder where his mummy is. Given her the slip by the looks of it.
Why, though?
Get under here, quick. He was going in that direction. Come on.
Look, he's in there. Listen.
You know how to fix it.
Possibly. I'll need to see it, though. Why don't you bring it into the shop?
I can't. It's got to stay put. I just need you to tell me how to do it.
Well, without seeing it, I must say it will be a very difficult job. Perhaps impossible. I couldn't guarantee anything.
No. Perhaps this will make you more confident. Tell anyone, and there will be retribution. You know Fenrir Greyback? He's a family friend. He'll be dropping in from time to time to make sure you're giving the problem your full attention.
There will be no need for...
I'll decide that. Well, I'd better be off, and don't forget to keep that one safe. I'll need it.
Perhaps you'd like to take it now?
No, of course I wouldn't, you stupid little man. How would I look carrying that down the street? Just don't sell it.
Of course not, sir.
Not a word to anyone, Borgin. And that includes my mother. Understand?
Naturally, naturally.
What was that about?
Dunno. He wants something mended, and he wants to reserve something in there. Could you see what he pointed at when he said, that one?
No, he was behind that cabinet.
You two stay here.
Hello.
Horrible morning, isn't it? Is this necklace for sale?
If you've got 1,500 galleons.
No, I haven't got quite that much. And... what about this lovely, skull?
16 galleons.
So, it's for sale, then? It isn't being kept for anyone,
said Hermione, walking on.
The thing is, that, boy who was in here just now, Draco Malfoy, well, he's a friend of mine, and I want to get him a birthday present. But if he's already reserved anything, I obviously don't want to get him the same thing. So...
out! Get out!
Ah, well, worth a try, but you were a bit obvious.
Well, next time you can show me how it's done, Master of Mystery.